Fig makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
WMFR in Medford.
Lettuce, tomatoes.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Under this garb, we're perfectly ordinary Americans.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
All hail the American night.
What was that? I don't know. Sounds like guns, thunder.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You have the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world your head now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
America, it's becoming like Sodom.
Where is this? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Not only is layers built up on top of one another.
True.
can do, sir. Let me help to bring the terrorists down a peg. If I do some freight need, I will be a hero. And a hero gay is what I want to be. There's a star-spangled banner waiting somewhere. In that heaven there should be a place for me.
This must have been hard to accept.
Way. Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio show, it's a sound collage. And tonight, we're celebrating the 4th of July holiday with an America-based theme. And this being a Tears of the Gods, we of course have a featured artist for you. And tonight, it's the American electronic duo, The Crystal Method. Plus, we've got a Native American sub-theme, and we're going to be hearing several pieces by Native American musicians this evening. In particular, John Trudell and Johnny Whitehorse, and also Mary Louise Defender Wilson. Oh, yeah. So we began the show with Peter Grudzian and his piece, Star Spangled Banner Waving Somewhere, from a very strange album called Songs in the Key of Z, The Curious Universe of Outsider Music. And then we heard from our featured artists, yes, The Crystal Method and The American Way from their Legion of Boom album. And before that, in the show intro, we heard Jim Morrison and The Doors and a short piece called American Night off of an American Prayer album. So backing me up right now is the Calama Brothers with a ukulele version of Stars and Stripes Forever. And this evening, the format of the show after our intro set that you just heard is three rather long sets. And we've got plenty of great music mixed into those extended sets for you. And in particular of note, in the next set is going to be a Guns N' Roses track going out to Paul Goodwin. And as I mentioned, the two of us are working on a show, be bringing you in the coming weeks, called Jets, Rockets, and Other Arrow Things. And, well, let's get the rest of your holiday weekend, Friday night sound collage party going with our featured artists. Why not? Here's The Crystal Method and a cool remixed version of Keep Hope Alive with Jesse Jackson on the vocals a bit from this album, The American Dream, hardcore underground dance tracks here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, WMFO in Medford.
I say this to you tonight. Let us not forget. There is hope.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. Yeah.
What's so civil about war anyway?
Zuechawakpa He Doket Gehewakpaki Yankeki He Obadakinkta Hewakpaki Dechawaziatakia Wanka Nahawakpaki He Minisho She Ed Iaya. This story is about how individuals have power and how the all-powerful force around us will sometimes recognize an individual person with the idea that that person is kind and helpful and not abusive in any way. And then they are given this blessing to have some kind of a natural power to help them. And this story concerns a man who was so recognized by Takuwaka, whatever it is that is powerful, and blessed with power to do many things, was recognized in many parts of this land, at least in the northern areas, because he was so able to do so many things, to find things and to help people with certain kinds of sicknesses. And as a result, then wherever he went, people recognized him. People were happy to have him share their food and to have him receive many gifts. So in addition to that, he had wealth, which came from the power that he was blessed with. But we say that power is difficult, and fame is difficult for us to deal with. As human beings, we have these primitive characteristics that are always with us. Therefore, when we have power, we have to be sure that all of these characteristics that are difficult are not guiding us, are not pushing us or running us. And this man who was gifted with this power to do many things began to see himself as not having to keep himself in balance and control. So his sexual urges and his sexual nature became very much a part of what he did. And he began to seduce women and not worry about who he was hurting. Because, of course, you know, people do notice powerful people, and especially if they have pleasing appearances, well, then people will follow them and want to be around them. So in his inability to deal with that primitive part of himself, he would use his power, too, to impress these women. And many times he hurt them, and if they were women already having a family, he would hurt that entire family. But he never thought anything about it. He thought that was his right, since he had so much power and ability to do things. But this one time, well, then he and his friend were going to go toward the west, to the Crow Country, to get horses. And they were walking in this area, which is north of here. And all of a sudden, this man noticed that he had difficulty. It was like he couldn't raise his arms very easily. And then his walking became somehow affected. And that night when they camped, He took off his moccasin and he kind of looked at his feet. Here his toes were growing together, and he looked at his hands. His fingers were kind of the same, and his thumb was adhering to the main part of his hand. So he thought, I wonder what is happening to me. It's like something is growing wrong with me, he thought. So they went walking again. They were going on foot because they were going to get the horses. The next day, well, then it became even more difficult for him to walk. Between his legs, he was growing together there. And then his arms kept growing more and more to his side. And he began to know then that something serious was happening to him. So he began to think about himself and his life. He began to think about that. Whatever it is that is powerful has recognized me and blessed me to help the people. And I wonder if the fact that I have not controlled myself in my sexual behavior is causing these problems for me. Because as he thought about himself, it was the one thing he was aware of that he was not doing right. And as time went on, all of a sudden, then a couple days later, he couldn't walk anymore because his legs were joined down to the knees and his arms were joined to his body, down to his hands. And he began to notice that his skin was changing. His skin was getting darker. It kind of had little scales on it. And he thought, how? He thought, I have done wrong, so now I know I must pay for it. That next morning he told his friend, Koda mawani oake hishne, de taku ipache chamo chanke wanahe wagadaju jukta. He said, my friend, he said, I can't walk anymore. The evil that I have done with my blessing, I must now pay for. His friend said, oh, he said, no, I'll carry you. He said, I know you can't walk anymore, but I'll carry you. No, he said, my friend, just leave me. No, he said, I will carry you. So his friend put him on his back, and they started to walk, and they reached this one place now. Koda amayuta. Friend, he said, look at me. So his friend turned around and looked at him, and here his face was a snake. He said, I've paid for what I did wrong. And he said, I am turning into this snake. People thought I was so good and so powerful and I was so handsome. But now this is what I am. He said, so my friend, he said, and take and lay me down over this hill. He said, I'll take you back to the village. No, he said, lay me there. So he took him and he laid him down there. And he said, I recognize what I have done wrong and I'm sorry for it. And the fact that I've been so gifted, I still want to help the people. So lay me here. And in time, he said, there will be water that will move through here. Tell the people to bring me that special wagamiya zawasna. In our language, we have this corn that we grind up. And then if we really make it special, we put sunflower seeds in it because our people have always had sunflowers. So he said, put those two together. And then you put a little bit of tallow on there. And then you put a few dried berries in there. He said, in the spring of the year, when the ice melts, have them bring that to me and put that in the water. And he said, however I can, I will help them with the rain and the other things they need to make the earth productive. They say that when you go there and the ice has gone out of that stream and where it goes into the Missouri River and you put that corn mixture there, well, then the water just roils like it's a big snake. So the people try to do that in the spring of the year when the ice goes out. The story has all these lessons. When we are blessed with some special gift, We should always be sure that we use it to benefit humankind, and that we should never become proud, and we should always be careful of our primitive self to keep those things under control. But when we realize that we have done something wrong and we must pay as this man did, then we can also turn it around and do something that will help the people.
Lewis and Clark described in their journals a country teeming with wildlife.
Bison as far as the eye can see.
Rivers churning with fish.
They wrote of scenes of endless beauty and of meeting more than 100 nations of American Indian whose lives were one with our environment. Now, imagine what Lewis and Clark and the American Indians they met would say if they walked the trail today. Would they be pleased?
There are herds of homes where the buffalo once roamed.
Or would they feel differently?
Something must be done to save what's left of this great place.
As we commemorate the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, we encourage you to consider what's been lost and what we can do to preserve what's left of the trail that still winds through us all. Walk with Lewis and Clark and see what you discover at www.lewisandclark200.org.
This is a public service message of the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. This evening, we are celebrating the upcoming 4th of July holiday. A very long weekend for some people, hopefully you. And our theme is devoted to America. And we started off that last set with our featured artists of the evening, the American electronic duo, the Crystal Method, coming out of Las Vegas. And that was Keep Hope Alive, a remixed version of that from the American Dream compilation. Hardcore underground dance tracks. And then going out by request to Paul Goodwin, Guns N' Roses, Civil War from Use Your Illusion 2. And then a story, a Native American story, Mary Louise Defender Wilson, How Snake Creek Came to Be. And I got that off of her album, My Relatives Say, Traditional Dakota Stories. And, you know, that story, How Snake Creek Came to Be, it reminds me a bit of Donald Trump's favorite story on the campaign trail that really got a lot of his supporters all fired up with it. This was actually, it's the lyrics of a song by Al Wilson. And as Donald Trump used to quote it, on the way to her work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. "Oh, well," she cried, "I'll take you in and I'll take care of you." Now she clutched him to her bosom. "You're so beautiful," she cried. "But if I hadn't brought you in by now, you might have died." Now she stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed him and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, the snake gave her a vicious bite. And as Donald Trump had his angle on it, the snake were immigrants who came to our borders, to our country. Mexican immigrants, Muslim immigrants. But, you know, as much as his supporters lapped that up, I think a story, a better way to look at that story in the long term is that the snake is actually Donald Trump himself. And that tender-hearted woman, his supporters, and more particularly, us. In terms of the United States of America, the citizens of the United States of America. That's what I think the real meaning of that story is, as far as a Donald Trump context goes. And I just want to be clear that the views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of Tufts University, the WMFO Executive Board, WMFO in any way, or even this show's producer. That'd be me. Because I believe in throwing out a lot of different views and letting people interpret and try to understand them themselves. That's That's my concept with collages in a very general way. Well, the next set is going to be my Crazy Horse set in honor of the Native American leader Crazy Horse, who was killed by an American soldier who was guarding him while he was in custody in 1877. And Crazy Horse, well, we don't know exactly when he was born, but he was about 35 years old when he died. I generally thought that he was older before I bothered to look up anything about him. And we're going to start off this Crazy Horse set with a piece by John Trudell, who was a Native American author, poet, actor, musician, and political activist. And he was also the spokesperson for the United Indians of All Tribes when they took over Alcatraz in 1969. He was broadcasting as Radio Free Alcatraz. And during most of the 1970s, he served as chairman of the American Indian Movement. And he died 2 years ago in 2015, age 69. And I think he's got a very soulful voice. And I kind of get goosebumps up and down my back when I hear him. So let's get our second major set of the evening going here. And this is my Crazy Horse set as we celebrate the 4th of July. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford.
Crazy Horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy Horse, we hear what you say. Too many people standing their ground, standing the wrong ground. Predator's face, he possessed a race. Possession, a war that doesn't end. Children of God, feed on children of earth. Days people don't care for people. These days are the hardest. Material fields, material harvest. Decoration on chain that binds. Mirrors gold. The people lose their minds. Crazy Horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land. Didn't die. Real world time tricks shadows lie. Red, white, perception, deception. Predator tries civilizing us, but the tribes will not go without return. Genetic light from the other side. A song from the heart, our hearts to give. The wild days, the glory days live. Crazy Horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy Horse, we hear what you say. Crazy Horse, we hear what you say. We are the seventh generation. We are the seventh generation.
We're happy to be here. It's nice to see you. Thanks for supporting Farm Aid.